This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Happy Sunday. It is February 8th, 2026. Hope you're having a good morning, maybe grabbing a coffee, getting ready for the week. Mm-hmm. And if you are getting ready, you might be doing what I was doing, which is trying to get some answers online. And I don't know about you, but it just feels different now.
Different is putting it mildly. I think what we're looking at is a total architectural shift in how we find information.
The ground has completely moved. Mm-hmm. We used to search. It was like a little expedition.
Right.
Now it feels more like we just talk to things.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today.
Yeah, we're looking at a piece by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
It's called Answer Engine Basics: How to Win the Search by Voice Game in 2026.
And honestly, it reads less like a marketing blog and more like a survival guide for what the web is now. It's got this real sense of urgency.
A survival guide, I like that. Because the premise is pretty stark. Medico argues that the entire era of SEO, search engine optimization,
the thing we've all been obsessing over for 20 years,
is officially over. We're now in the age of AEO, answer engine optimization.
And I know it sounds like just another buzzword. You swap an S for an A.
Right.
But the implications are just, they're massive. It actually changes the physics of the internet.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. We need to figure out why that classic list of 10 blue links is basically a digital fossil.
Yeah, and why the answer is the only thing that matters anymore.
And the big one, for anyone with a business or even just a brand, how do you make sure you're the one Siri or Gemini or ChatGPT chooses to talk about?
Exactly. How do you avoid becoming totally invisible in a world where there's no page two?
It feels like an adapt or disappear moment.
I think that's fair. The speed of the shift just from 2020 to now has really caught people off guard.
So let's start there with the death of the list, as Medico calls it. I have to admit, I'm a little nostalgic for the old way.
You and me both.
You know, you type best running shoes, get pages of results, open five tabs, read reviews. It felt like you were exploring, like you were doing the work.
It was browsing, it was research. But let me ask you, when was the last time you actually wanted to do all that?
Oh man, honestly, probably 2022. Now I just want to know which shoes to buy so I can get on with my run.
Right, and that is the core of this voice-first revolution. The Source makes a great point about our devices. In 2026, we're not just on laptops.
No, we're asking our watches, our cars, our glasses.
And those screens are tiny, if they even have a screen.
You can't scroll on a watch face.
Exactly. There's no room for 10 options. When you ask your car, where's the best sushi place near here? You don't want it to read a list of 12 restaurants while you're trying to merge.
Joe, you want it to say Sakura on Main Street is rated 4.8 stars and has a table open.
You want the single best answer.
You want the answer.
And that shift from giving options to giving the answer, it completely breaks the old SEO model. The old goal was to be found. The new goal is to be chosen.
Which brings us to this Dallas scenario from The Source. Mm-hmm. I thought this was such a great way to show what's at stake.
Yeah, Medico imagines this high-value prospect in Dallas. Let's say he needs a commercial architect.
Okay.
In the old days, he types Dallas commercial architects, looks at a few websites, clicks on some ads.
Standard procedure. He shops around.
But today, he's driving. He just asks his AI agent, who is the most reliable commercial architect in Dallas for a retail project?
And the AI isn't just matching keywords, it's vetting.
Instantly. It's cross-referencing reviews, project histories, maybe even LinkedIn, and it gives him one name. Smith & Associates is highly rated and just finished a similar project.
Okay, and here's the terrifying part. If you're Jones & Partners, and you were number two on that list,
you don't exist.
You didn't just miss a click, you were erased from the entire conversation.
That's the brutal reality of AEO. In a voice conversation, second best is the same as last place. There's no page two when you're talking to a robot. The winner gets everything.
Wow. So browsing is dead. It's been replaced by Solvo.
The user wants an executive assistant, not a research library. And that means the AI is the gatekeeper. And if it doesn't know you or trust you, you never even get the meeting.
Okay. So if the AI is the gatekeeper, we need the key. The Source outlines three pillars for AEO. Let's unpack these, because I think a lot of people assume it's just magic, that the AI just knows.
Oh, it's definitely not magic. It's math. It's a very strict set of rules. You follow them, you get recommended. You don't, you're ignored.
Let's start with pillar one, conversational authority.
Right. This is all about the content on your website, your whole digital footprint.
The source talks about shifting from keywords to natural language. But, you know, we've heard content is king for years. What makes this so different?
It's about what I'd call intent density. Back in the day, you'd target a keyword like Dallas plumber cheap.
And you'd stuff that phrase everywhere.
Everywhere. It read like a robot wrote it for another robot. If you need a Dallas plumber cheap, we are the best Dallas plumber cheap. It was awful.
So painful.
But today, voice search is inquisitive. People ask these complex, multi-part questions. Medico's example is perfect. Someone doesn't grunt marketing agency into their phone anymore.
No, they ask.
They ask, who can help me scale my business with a clear ROI?
That's a much more specific question. It's asking for a capability, not just a category.
Precisely. So conversational authority means your content has to directly answer that complex question. You can't just say, we do marketing.
You have to say, here is how we scale businesses, and here is how we calculate ROI. You're basically creating the other half of the conversation.
Yes, you're writing for the ear, not just the eye. If your content sounds like a natural, authoritative answer to a real human question, the AI picks up on that signal. It recognizes, oh, this text actually solves the user's specific problem.
It's almost like the AI is looking for empathy, for a site that understands why someone is asking.
That's a great way to put it. It's semantic empathy. The AI wants to connect the user with the source that gets the nuance of the request.
Okay, so that's the creative side. But there's a technical side that I know scares a lot of people. Pillar two is structured data.
The technical backbone. And this is where so many businesses just fall down because they ignore the plumbing.
Yeah, when I hear structured data, I just picture code and my eyes glaze over. Break this down for us. Why is this a pillar?
Think of it like this. AI models like Gemini or GPT-6, they're incredibly hungry, but they are also very lazy eaters.
Lazy eaters.
Yeah. They want their food cut into tiny, perfect, well-labeled bites. If your website is just a big mess of text, the AI has to work really hard to figure out what you do. It has to guess. Is this a price or a date? What's this address?
And AIs hate guessing.
They hate risk. AEO is all about certainty. Remember, if the AI recommends you and it's wrong, if it says you're open and you're closed, the user loses trust in the AI.
Right, so the AI has to play it safe.
Totally. Structured data, things like schema markup, it's just a labeling system on the back end of your site. It tells the bot with zero ambiguity. This number is my price. This text is my opening hours. This is my 5-star rating.
You're basically handing the AI a cheat sheet.
A perfect cheat sheet. And the source uses a great phrase here. You have to present the data in a format bots can digest in milliseconds.
Milliseconds. That's the speed we're dealing with.
Speed and accuracy. If your data is clean and structured, you become the path of least resistance for the AI. It's always going to pick the answer it can read instantly and trusts 100%.
So,
yeah.
If my competitor has better content, but I have better structured data, who wins?
It's a toss-up, but honestly, the structured data often wins that quick answer slot because the AI is just more confident in the facts. It knows it won't get the wrong opening hours because you labeled them.
That is a huge insight. You can win on logistics just by being easier to read.
Absolutely. It's the unsexy part of marketing that can make the biggest difference.
Okay, let's go to pillar three. We've got the human content. We've got the machine code. The third part is the preferred answer trust loop.
And this is arguably the most important for long-term survival. It's about something called entity authority.
Entity authority. Sounds like something from a sci-fi movie.
It does, but it's a concept that's been around for years. It's just hitting its peak now. The AI doesn't see your business as just keywords on a page. It sees you as an entity, a real-world thing with relationships.
Okay, so it knows I exist in the real world.
Right, and this trust loop idea from the source is all about citation. The AI doesn't just take your word for it that you're the best. It looks at what everyone else is saying about you.
So it's reputation management, but for robots.
It's verification. If you say, I'm the best dentist in Chicago, the AI goes, okay, cool, everyone says that. But if the Chamber of Commerce, a major dental association, and three local news sites all list you as a top dentist,
then the AI says, okay, this is a verified fact.
Exactly. It triangulates the truth. It looks for consensus. And once the AI decides you're the preferred answer, because of all those citations, it starts recommending you more often.
Which leads to more people using you, which gets you more reviews and citations.
Which reinforces the AI's belief that you are the answer, and that's the loop. Once you're inside that trust loop, it is incredibly hard for a competitor to knock you out.
That's a moat.
It's a massive digital moat. And it's why you can't just do AEO for a month and stop. Building authority is a constant process of getting validated by other trusted sources.
Let's zoom out a bit. We've talked about the how, but the why really comes down to the business case. The source has this comparison table, traditional SEO versus AEO. Yeah. And there's one concept that just jumped out at me. Rent versus ownership.
This is the conversation every CEO needs to be having. It fundamentally changes how you think about your budget.
Can you break that down? Because in business, we usually like renting. It's flexible.
Right. But in digital marketing, renting is a trap. In the old model, to get visible instantly, what'd you do?
You bought ads.
You paid Google or Facebook. You paid rent. And the second... You have zero equity in that position. You were just a tenant. AEO flips this. The source argues for high ownership through authority. When you build that entity authority we were just talking about, when you become the preferred answer, you own that position. You're not paying per click. You are the default.
That feels like a much more stable asset. It's like buying the building instead of leasing an office.
It is. It's an asset that appreciates over time, and this changes the entire leadership mindset. Medico calls it the no-guesswork CEO.
I love that. Who doesn't want that title? But what does it mean for what I'm looking at on my dashboard every morning?
It means changing your metrics. And this is going to be painful for some people.
Let's talk metrics. Everyone loves their click-through rate, their CTR. It's been the holy grail for 20 years. How many people click my link?
And in 2026, Medico argues that CTR is, well, it's largely irrelevant.
Whoa, that is a bold statement. If I tell my marketing director that, they might have a heart attack.
They might need a moment. But just think about the logic. If the AI answers the user's question, gives them your phone number, tells them you're the best choice, without them ever visiting your website.
The transaction happened, but the visit didn't. What good is tracking clicks?
Exactly. This is the whole world of zero-click search. So if you're obsessing over your traffic charts, you're missing the actual business activity. You're measuring the wrong thing.
So if I'm not tracking clicks, what am I looking at?
You need to be tracking brand mention and attribution rate.
Brand mention and attribution rate. Tell us what those are.
Brand mention is simple. How often is the AI bringing up my name? There are tools now that track your share of voice in AI responses.
Okay, and attribution rate.
That's when a lead comes in, did they say an AI sent them? Did they say my digital assistant recommended you?
So it's not how many people saw my link, it's how many times was I recommended as the solution?
Correct. It's quality over sheer volume.
This all leads to something in the source that I found totally counterintuitive.
Yeah.
The paradox of traffic. Medico asks in a FAQ, will AI search kill my website traffic? And the answer is basically,
yeah. Yeah. Well, yes and no. The source says it will likely reduce your overall traffic volume, but, and this is a huge but, it eliminates the junk traffic.
Junk traffic. We've all seen it. 10,000 visitors, but a 90% bounce rate.
Right. People who clicked, looked for 5 seconds and left. That's just vanity. It makes you feel good, but it's empty calories. It doesn't make you any money.
So AEO is the ultimate filter for that.
It's the ultimate pre-qualifier. If the AI sends someone to you, it's because it has already decided that based on their complex problem, you are the specific solution.
So when that person finally shows up, they're not browsing. They're ready to buy.
They are a qualified lead before they even hit your landing page. The sales cycle gets way shorter.
So the takeaway is you don't need more traffic. You need better traffic.
That is the mantra for 2026. Stop chasing clicks. Start owning the solution.
It connects back to what Medico said about working while you sleep.
Oh, right. That phrase always sounds like some get-rich-quick scheme.
It does. Make millions while you sleep.
Yeah.
But she means it technically here.
She does. She means that the AI bots are out there, 24/7, crawling, synthesizing, and making decisions about your brand.
If your structured data is clean and your authority is high.
Exactly. If you've done the work, the bots are basically your 24-hour sales team, pitching you to users at 3 a.m.
But the flip side.
The flip side is, if you haven't done the work, those same bots are ignoring you while you sleep. You're missing opportunities you don't even know exist.
That is a haunting thought. The bots are ignoring you while you sleep. It really drives home the urgency of this.
It does. Traditional search traffic is dropping because the bots are summarizing info before a customer ever clicks. Your brand has to be the primary source the AI trusts for that summary.
You know, what's really sticking with me is how, I don't know how human all this sounds, even though it's about robots.
How do you mean?
Well, the advice isn't find a cheat code. you know, it's not some trick. The advice is speak naturally, be trustworthy, get others to vouch for you. It's almost like the AI is forcing us to just be better communicators.
That's a fascinating observation. In a way, AEO is stripping away all the ways people used to game the system. You can't trick an algorithm this smart. You actually have to be the answer.
You have to be the answer. I like that. It feels like it has a higher integrity.
It does. And looking at the source, Jo Medico, she's the director of client services, she mentions being a proactive partner. I think that's the mindset you need. You can't be reactive.
Proactive is the word. And I love the little bio detail about her loving cafes in the outdoors.
A nice human touch.
It is. It's a reminder that behind all this machine learning, there are still humans trying to connect with other humans. The AI is just the very complex switchboard operator in the middle.
Absolutely. The tech is just the bridge.
Yeah.
But you've got to build it right.
So let's recap the journey. We started with the death of the 10 blue links, the shift from scrolling to asking.
We moved through the Dallas scenario, the reality that there's no page two in voice search. You're the winner or you're nothing.
We unpacked the three pillars, conversational authority, structured data, and the trust loop.
And we landed on the new economics, ownership over rent, and high intent leads over junk traffic.
The goal is no longer to be found. The goal is to be spoken.
That's the perfect summary.
And this applies to everyone listening, whether you're running a massive company or you're just trying to figure out why the world works this way now. It's about clarity.
And consistency.
And consistency. Mm-hmm. Now, before we sign off, I want to leave you with the thought. We talked about working while you sleep.
Right.
Here's where it gets a little trippy for me. If the bots are talking to each other and making decisions about which brand is the preferred answer before a human ever sees a screen,
I see where you're going with this.
Are we moving toward a silent web?
I don't know.
A web where marketing is entirely machine to machine, where the persuasion happens between algorithms, not between people?
That is a profound question. Are we marketing to the customer, or are we marketing to the gatekeeper to get to the customer?
Exactly. If the AI decides what I buy before I even ask it, who's the customer, really?
It's a machine economy. And that is a deep dive for another day.
Something to mull over. A huge thank you to Jo Medico and the team at Double Dome for the insights in today's source material. It really helped us map this new terrain.
It was a great read. Highly recommended.
And thank you, our listener, for plugging in. Keep asking questions, even if you're asking a robot. Stay curious.
Goodbye, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.